This is Arch of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Tuesday, September 19th, 2006, and I am back on Skype thanks to John Ong. I got on Skype to test it again this afternoon, Monday afternoon, and John Ong was there, and he sent me an email, and we kind of emailed back and forth a bit, and then we got on Skype, and we were talking on Skype, and he helped me figure out that it was not Skype that was causing my echoing problem, that it was actually Audio Hijack Pro, and we both did some research online and figured out that I need to change the audio settings in Audio Hijack Pro to record the shows, just the voice part of the call-in shows from through Skype. In any case, that's too technical. But the best part was that I was able to talk to John Ong live on Skype. And because he got me to download the latest version, or the latest beta version, we were able to do a video chat. We both started up our video cameras. Well, my eyesight, and I guess his eyesight on his MacBook Pro. And you know, one thing about that whore is she has, or Miss Penang, John Ong, that bitch has a skinny, skinny neck and chin on the video cast because, you know, you can see yourself in the window and you can see the person you're talking to. And that bitch, he looks so thin on that pod, on that video cast. I'm like, oh my God, look at how fat my face is. I look so fat. So anyway, thanks, John, for helping me out with the echo problem on my Skype. And you definitely have to be on the show soon. And I see, now that I'm talking about Skype, I see that Matt Blender has added me to Skype. Now, wait a minute, Matt Blender. Okay, he's Matt Blender. Okay, now I know who he is. He's the guy who does the show notes for Madge Weinstein. That's right. You know what? I think I'm going to call him. Let's call Matt Blender and chat with him and see what he's up to and what he can tell us about himself and podcasting. Anyway, let's call Matt Blender. Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Do you hear me okay?
Yeah. My connection sucks, though, so I might Skype out or get Skypey.
Okay. Shit, now, as soon as I start this, my phone rings. Well, for my listeners, we are talking with Matt Blender, who is famous for doing the show notes for Madge Weinstein. Is that right?
That's right.
Now, how did you get that gig?
Well, what happened was, I was listening to Madge's show, and she randomly said, I need someone to do my show notes. Someone just email me, and I emailed her, and she was like, yeah, go ahead. So that's where it all began, the odyssey.
And then you started showing up on her weekly call-in show, right?
Yeah, and those went so well, too.
Yeah, well,
that was before I even started podcasting on my own, and I was just really nervous and shy, and I was blathering like an idiot, and it sucked.
Well, she certainly, let's say, used you for some humor at times.
Yeah, cool, I guess, but she didn't really fed up with me and hang up on me.
Okay, that was really Skypey, so repeat that.
Sorry, she just, especially in the early ones, she would have no patience for me and just hang up on me right away. But I'm getting to a point now where I managed to stay on the Skype with her for 10 minutes. So, you know, I'm making progress.
Yeah, I'd say so, because one of the last ones, you were on there for quite a while, I think.
Right.
But now, when does she record those? Because I've never been on when she's recording those.
She typically records really late, but I think that last show they called, she was recording at about midnight Central Time.
Oh, yeah, that'd be like 1 o'clock my time. Or
right. But she for sure records her own shows at about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, night out.
3 or 4 o'clock in the morning?
Well, 2 or 3.
Oh, 2 or 3.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. She's like a lesbian vampire or something.
And is it always on Wednesday nights?
She hasn't really been sticking to a set schedule, especially with Cheryl being busy lately. So it's kind of on the fly now, as far as I can tell.
Okay. So you must have her different user ID on Skype so you can see when she's online.
Oh, yeah. Anybody can add her to their Skype. It's not like I'm special or anything.
Well, I've added...
Believe me.
Well, I've added Madge Weinstein, and she's never on when I'm on. Never, ever.
Well, yeah, she doesn't go on just to chit-chat with people. She goes on when she's about to tape a show, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess that's true. So, now, you said before that you have your own podcast. What's that called?
It's called OK So Radio, and the OK is spelled out O-K-A-Y.
Okay, and why? How'd you come
exactly.
up with that?
Why did I?
Or how did you? What made you decide to do that?
Well, way back in the day when I started getting into podcasting and writing Madge's show notes, I always had it in the back of my own mind that I would like to do my own podcast. Mm-hmm. But I always came up with excuses not to get started, and then I got beat up. And the very next day, I was like, if this isn't material and reason enough to start a podcast, then I don't know what is. So I got beat up Saturday night, and that Sunday, I did my first podcast talking about getting beat up.
Yeah. Now, I have to say, I have not listened to your podcast at all. Forgive me.
That's okay, because I've never heard yours either.
Well, then how did you know to add me
on? I think I've heard, like, half of yours or something.
Then how did you know to add me on Skype?
Because I know everybody.
Oh.
I know practically everybody, every Q-Potter out there. And it's not like I have any reason not to listen to you. It's just I already listened to, you know, so many podcasts already, but... I'm sure I'll listen to you more.
Or you'll at least listen to this one.
Exactly.
Well, no, that's cool. So now what do you talk about on your show then, besides the getting beat up issue? I actually remember hearing about that on Madge's show. But
right.
So what do you talk about?
I just, you know, talk about my own life. And lately I've started doing different kinds of shows where I... do interviews with fellow podcasters, and sometimes I read writing that I wrote. Oh. And I try to change it up every once in a while.
That's good. Keep it fresh.
Exactly.
Unlike mine, I talk about the same shit all the time.
Well, see, people seem to love it. I've heard nothing but good things about you.
Oh, well, that's nice. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hear you so much on Madge's show, and I have to tell you that I laugh all the time because she gives, aren't you the one that she gives a hard time about being so fat?
Yes.
But I've seen pictures of you that you posted on Q-Potter and on somebody else's blog, I think. Or maybe I've checked the links through Madge's show, and you're not that fat.
Well, it's like I'm not fat from the neck up, but I have like... I have some fat action going on in the rest of me.
Some fat action.
Now, are you... and also talking about Madge calling me fat. She calls a lot of people fat, including Andy Melton, and I get confused for Andy Melton a lot for some reasons, and I would just like to say right now that I am not Andy Melton.
You are not Andy Melton. Now, Andy Melton, is he the one who was going to commit suicide with his little rascal?
Right, that's not me.
Right, okay, so I have to get myself clear who's who. Well, now, oh, you're the one who lives in, you have a roommate who, and you're stealing his Wi-Fi, is that it?
I'm not stealing anybody's Wi-Fi, but I think that's, you know who I am, basically.
Yeah, and you're the one who's looking for a job or looking for work in the computer industry, right?
Well, that's Andy Melton.
Okay. What do you do for a living?
Oh, that's another great subject. I am a temp.
Okay.
And it sucks, and I'm trying to figure out... Because the thing is, I have a college degree, but I don't know for sure what I want to do with my life, and blah, 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 ad nauseum.
What's your college degree in?
I majored in English with a concentration in creative writing.
Okay, so you could be a writer.
I could be, but I don't want to because I was kind of doing stuff like that for a while, doing freelance work, and I decided it wasn't for me. So okay. I'm actually going into film stuff and directing and that sort of thing.
Oh, that sounds cool. Would you have to go back to school for that, though?
Right, exactly. I'm actually looking into getting a job working at a university so I could get free tuition for that.
Perfect. That sounds good. And how old are you? You're like in your mid-20s, right?
Yes, I'm 25.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So
Like
you've got
Shokowski.
like show, yeah, like Shel Grabowski. She hasn't put out a show lately. She needs to get her ass going and make a show.
Well, she's very busy in detox, I hear.
No, it's not detox. I thought she was there to smoke more.
Well, Smokey Acres, I see the mythology gets a little hazy with these personas, you
Yeah.
know?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think that they bother, the actors, if you will, really bother being consistent with details or whatever.
Right, they keep the main storyline going and kind of muffle everything else.
Right, exactly. Like they're consistent with the catchphrases, but backstory not so much.
Exactly. So, what do you like about Magic Show that keeps you coming back for more?
I think the thing about Madge is that 20, 50, 70 years from now, we're all going to look back on podcasting and, in that entry in college textbooks, Madge is going to be in there because she's like, freaking, I think she's just way ahead of our time. And just the stuff that she talks about and her use of irony, and I sound like I'm kissing ass, but there's that, and I feel like I always come away from her show with something to think about, and just listening to her show has changed the way I look at things myself, you know?
Right, and specifically politics, I would guess.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, because she definitely does her good deal of talking about politics. The one thing that I find interesting is the way she must spend a lot of time thinking about what music she's going to mash up, because lately she's been playing these long chunks of music that are all mashed up with different things, and I can't even imagine trying to go through all that and figuring that out. But is that something
Yeah, and
you?
I love. Yeah,
Yeah.
sorry.
I was going to say, you
I
love that?
love those. Yeah, I love those shows because the more music she plays, the less I have to write for the show notes. So I can just fast through all the music.
Yeah, that's true. What was the issue that you guys were getting into about not being able to post something or something was happening with the show notes?
Not interesting to anyone else but the two of us, but we have this ongoing argument about how there's supposed to be a link at the top of the podcast entry where instead of you can just listen to the show directly through that link.
Right.
And usually there's an icon attached to that link. You know what I mean? Like the podcast link. So when you click on the podcast link, you can listen to the episode.
Right, yeah.
Well, for some reason, that is not my fault at all. The code does not work in WordPress when I try to enter it in. So she, rather than being proactive, she just yells at me all the time about it and makes and like expects me to take care of it. So, I'm doing what I can, but see, the problem too is that I don't know how to do internet shit at all. I'm really bad at it, so it's just a big mess.
Well, I thought you were a tech guy.
No, that's Andy Melton.
I know that. That's
Are
so funny.
you pulling my leg, Archer?
No, I'm serious. I thought because she gave you the responsibility of doing her show notes and posting them that you were like technologically advanced enough to be able to do all that stuff.
Well, it's just typing stuff into a box and then posting it. It's not anything
It's not brain
advanced.
surgery.
No, not at all.
Too funny. Well, now, what do you think about her, the way she talks about, or the way that she does not care for when people talk about pop culture on their podcasts? Well, I guess I should ask first, are you a big, like, TV viewer? Like, are you into pop culture?
Not really, but I think as much as I love her, I think that Madge is a little bit of a cultural elitist. But
Well,
I don't
what
know.
do you mean
She
by that?
looks down on popular culture.
Yeah, but she watches Desperate Housewives.
That's like her one concession, is that she watches Desperate Housewives.
Well, I think she would get hooked on other things if she watched more TV.
I'm saying there's some good stuff out there. Like, I for sure watch Grey's Anatomy, and I love that show.
Me too, and the season opener's coming on Thursday.
No, and I have to miss it too because I have a book club.
Oh.
But yeah.
Well, are you gonna, do you have a DVR or a VCR to tape it?
No, not at all. Like, I just got a TV again. So, yeah. Well, I don't know. I just don't watch that much TV at all. It all started really when I went to college and I didn't have cable anymore.
Yeah.
And I kind of just weaned myself off of TV for the most part. But the funny thing is, I actually want to write for TV, and I have an idea for my own TV show, and yet I never watch TV, so.
Oh, well, you might want to start watching and see what's, currently popular.
Exactly.
But then again, you can do a lot of reading online and find out too, so. All right, so now let's see. You are a 25, you're a temp
At
worker. You have your podcast. How many episodes of your podcast do you have out?
I just taped episode 27 today.
Oh my God, you have 27 out? I thought you just started like a month ago.
It feels like a month ago, but no, I've been around for a while.
Oh my God.
Well, 4 months.
I'm gonna have to check it out because I'm coming up on my 300th episode.
Oh my, are you gonna have a giant cake with a stripper that jumps out or something?
No, nothing like that. No, I'll probably just say, this is show 300.
Right. Or you can be like PNS and just skip episode 300.
No, I wouldn't do that. I would definitely make note of that, that it's the 300th episode. So.
Right. Speaking of PNS, I realized recently that I think their 1 year anniversary is coming up.
Oh, I bet it is, yeah. I can't remember
And they have
exactly
not
when they
said.
started, but now they are you counting like the 1 year anniversary of before it
Yeah,
became
Patrick and
PNS?
Noah. Yeah.
Okay. Now, which one is the good-looking one?
You're asking me a question like that? Like, I'm not answering. I live in the same city as them. We hang out sometimes.
Well, yeah, I think I've seen, haven't I seen a picture of you with them or one of them or something?
Yeah, that one generated a lot of controversy.
Why?
Well, anyways, because I'm massively fat in the pictures, and I posted some of the pictures on my website.
And they didn't like it or something?
Well, they didn't care, but I don't know. I was upset because I was all fat and stuff,
Well, you
but
should, cut the picture so that it doesn't show as much fat. Notice
right,
there
I
aren't many
should.
pictures of me out there because I am too fat too.
Oh, it's like this weird thing where I use negative attention to, I don't know, motivate myself, but God, I'm horrible about talking about myself. Have you noticed?
No, I think you're doing just fine.
Well, I just steer everything back to me, but back to PNS
Okay, back to PNS.
from 5 minutes ago. If you look at their website on the main page, the one in the elf ears on the left is Scott, and the one that looks like he's screaming
Yeah.
is Patrick, and the
Okay.
one who has his leg in the air doing yoga is Noah.
Okay, well then I think the one on the far left in like the greenish grayish shirt with the headphones, he's the hottest.
That's what everybody says.
Yeah.
You're not in the minority on that one, for sure.
Yeah, he's definitely the
They're
hottest.
nice. They're good guys.
They seem to be. Well, now speaking of
Or
PNS,
like.
go ahead. I was going to say, go ahead, whatever you're going to say. You like what?
Once in a while, I see Patrick at work because we're in the same city, and I swear to God, I totally by accident found out where he works. And every once in a while, if I'm in the neighborhood, I'll drop by and talk, and he's totally cool about it, even though it's vaguely stalker-esque.
You're
But yeah,
stalking
whatever.
PNS
What?
boys.
Oh, just minimally.
Minimally,
It's a
yeah.
minimal stalking.
Well, now what's your website address?
It's okayso.radio.libsyn.com. Okay. So.
.libsyn.com.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you had that cute guy JT on there last, right? That's what?
That's not really him. That's not really him.
Oh.
But JT is cute. I've met him in person, so.
And JT is from where?
JT actually lives in the suburbs of Chicago, and we've hung out twice.
Okay, and so he's a podcaster of what podcast?
It's called JT Online. He's on Madge's show once in a while, too.
Okay, I can't say. Is he the small dick guy?
No, he's the big dick guy.
Oh, the big dick guy, okay.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of Rob with the average penis.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you were at the PNS party.
Yeah, I see.
Why did you write that in there? Note the girth.
Because I have this weird thing where I have to point out my own flaws in some weird kind of...
Well, now let's look into that a little bit. Do you think you point it out so that other people will, because if for some people they like think it in their head, so that if you're pointing it out, you make sure that they know that you know that you're fat?
Yeah, I think that's part of it.
Because I do that too. When I'm at work, I say, oh my God, I'm so fat. Oh no, you're not fat. But I, you know, as like a defense mechanism to let them know that, yeah, no. I know I'm fat. That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So why are you depressed?
Sure. I'm not depressed anymore, but in my early podcasts, I was really depressed. But I'm not anymore. So,
okay.
Like, I just got, I, like, got beat up, and I almost got killed. Like, I had a fucking baseball bat slammed into the back of my head, and I had to get stitches. Now, you tell me if you would be depressed if that happened to you, you know? Like, it was fucked up, and my hands were broken really badly, and I had to get surgery. And then my temp job ended about a month after that, and I was just freaking out. And so all of that was on the podcast, but I'm doing a lot better now. Like,
well, that's good that you're doing better now. Yeah. Let me ask you a question about the getting beat up. Did they ever find the guys who beat you up?
No.
So it's but it was considered a hate crime, right?
No.
Wait, are you gay?
No, I am. That would be pretty funny if I said I wasn't, though. Like, I don't think I could convince anybody otherwise. But see, the thing is about that, I get asked that question a lot about if it was a hate crime, and the story is they didn't call me a fag or anything like that, and they asked me for my wallet. But so I guess you can't consider it a crime in that regard. But on the other hand, this took place in the second biggest gay neighborhood in Chicago, Andersonville. So
right,
I feel
but,
like,
but I can see now, if they didn't say, like, oh, you fag, you're gay and all that stuff, if they were just literally mugging you, then maybe it's not a hate crime.
I agree, and I don't call it a hate crime, but who's to say that maybe they weren't maybe looking for a gay person, you know? But I don't call it a hate crime.
Or maybe they just know that gays are rich and they thought they could get some money out of a rich gay.
Not this gay.
How much money did you have in your wallet?
I had $30 in my wallet.
They beat the shit out of you for $30?
Well, the other thing is that they never got my money.
Oh.
Because the story is they came up behind me and I didn't even see them, and they bashed the hell out of my head. I was freaking out and trying to fight them off. So when they asked me for my wallet, I was just yelling and fighting them off.
Oh my God.
So they didn't get my $30. But they did smash my hand, and I'm never going to have full use of my ring finger again, so.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
But now I'm trying to remember. Well, but it's over with now, right? Do you feel better now?
For the most part. I mean, sometimes Sometimes I have bad days. Like today, I just got home from the hospital, and the doctor, it's just always a weird experience at the hospital because my ring finger was broken really badly. So I just don't know how much use I'll get back. So that's kind of tough. But other than that, it's not like I'm massively depressed like I used to be. So.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're not massively depressed anymore. And
Me too.
you're podcasting and you're back to doing Madge's show notes and everything's like up on the upswing, right?
Exactly.
Very good. Well, listen, I think we're going to wrap this up. I want to thank you for being on the show today and filling in my listeners all about Matt Blender, because you know
Perhaps it's a pretty.
what?
Wait, what?
I was just about to wrap up the
Go ahead,
show.
sorry.
I was just about to
Yeah, go for it.
wrap up the show and say thank you for being on the show and letting my listeners find out more about you.
I hope it was worth their while.
Absolutely.
Try. Yeah. Well,
And if,
thank you for having
well,
pleasure.
absolutely. It was a lot of fun and I learned a lot about you. So I might have to steal one of your pictures off your website to put on my website, okay?
Feel free.
Okay, cool. All right, well, thanks so much, and we'll have to talk again soon, okay? Okay.
Hey, you need to come on my show.
I will be more than happy to. Just tell me when.
Okay.
You're so Skypey right now.
I'm sorry. You didn't do. All right.
Okay, well, either call me or email me, and I'll be on your show for sure.
Excellent.
Okay, I'll talk to you later then.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, boys and girls, that was our conversation with Matt Blender, and I'm so sorry it was so Skypey, but his wireless connection was not that great, but we certainly had a good time getting to know Matt Blender and chatting with him. And Matt, I'll definitely be on your show. So thanks again for being on mine. And boys and girls, that's all we have for today. So tune in tomorrow for another episode of Arch Radio. Until next time, bye.
Archer Radio.